This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has sought citizens' commitment to 9 resolutions dedicated to the national cause. Addressing the devotees of Sri Krishna Math in Udupi today, he sought the support of seers, devotees and citizens to conserve water and rivers, be part of Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam, uplift at least one poor person from poverty and encourage Swadeshi movement for safeguarding our economy and our entrepreneurs. He also called upon the countrymen to encourage natural farming, lead a healthy lifestyle using millets, reduce oil usage and adopt yoga as part of our daily life. The PM also called upon Indians to visit 25 places known for its heritage and traditions. President Draupadi Murmu today said that the government of India is taking several important steps to make society more inclusive, peaceful, healthy and value-based, promoting yoga and meditation globally and spearheading the International Day of Yoga campaign are such initiatives. The president was speaking at the launch ceremony of Brahma Kumari's annual theme for 2025-26, Meditation for World Unity and Trust. The Uttar Pradesh government has clarified that Aadhaar cards will no longer be accepted as birth certificate or as proof of date of birth. The directive was issued after the state's planning department emphasized that an Aadhaar card doesn't contain any officially certified birth record and therefore cannot be treated as an authentic document for establishing an individual's birth details. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India believes in peace and dialogue but will not compromise on the sovereignty and the security of its citizens. Addressing the Chanakya Defence Dialogue in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said that countries across the Indo-Pacific and the Global South look to India as a reliable partner. He also unveiled Ekam AI, a unified AI platform, Prakshepan, India's first military climatology application, AI handbook for military leaders and Digitization 3.0 book. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that free trade agreement with several countries have helped to increase the scope of business and investment in the country. Addressing the 98th Annual General Meeting of FICCI in New Delhi today, Mr. Goyal said India is in talks with 14 group countries, including the US and European Union in this regard. The minister also called for stronger research and development frameworks and industry participation, stressing that global companies have committed $100 billion worth of investment in India. Russian President Vladimir Putin will be on a two-day state visit to India from the 4th of next month for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. Mr. Putin will be visiting India at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The External Affairs Ministry said that during his visit, the Russian President will hold talks with Prime Minister Modi. Cyclonic storm Dithwa has moved towards Tamil Nadu coast with the speed ranging from 7 to 10 km per hour. According to the weather department, it is located 320 km south-southeast of Karaikal and 530 km south of Chennai. It is very likely to continue to move north-northwest towards across Sri Lanka to reach north Tamil Nadu and south Andhra coast by early morning of 30th November. Speculation surrounding the well-being of Pakistan's jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan continues to intensify after unverified Afghan media reports claimed that he had died while in custody at Adaila jail. In response, his son Kazim Khan has publicly demanded confirmation that his father is alive along with immediate access and his eventual release. Days after an Afghan national allegedly opened fire on two National Guard members near the White House, U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a sweeping immigration decision, stating that he intends to permanently pause migration from all what he termed as third world countries. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.